would have a chance to live. The first person to see the video, a computer programmer in Houston, was stunned. He emailed the file to a list of 20 friends on his share list. The next person to view it seconds later lived in France and suffered from insomnia. In tears, she sent it to 50 friends. The third viewer was from South Africa and was so incensed at what he'd seen that he phoned the BBC and then did an email blast to 800 of his closest mates on the web. A teenage girl in Norway watched the video in horror and then forwarded it to every person she knew. The next 1,000 people to view it lived in 19 different countries and shared it with 30 friends each, and they with dozens each. What had started as a digital raindrop in the internet ocean quickly exploded into a pixel and byte tsunami the size of a continent. Like a spreading pandemic, the video ignited a maelstrom worldwide. From blog to blog, chat room to chat room, email to email, the story passed. With each retelling, it grew in proportion until the globe was in apparent jeopardy of being overrun at any moment by crazy, bloodthirsty Russians. Within 3 days after Konstantin's sad proclamation, the world rang with his name. Soon, half the